Good afternoon and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and this is our second hour. I'm going to go ahead and give the phone numbers out. It is 1-800-313-9443. I know there are some people out there listening, but I'm not getting phone calls. So does that mean you guys are satisfied with what you're hearing, or do you want to have your own comments and your own questions? As I started, or as I ended the first hour by saying, people in Iraq are selling their children, and they don't want any money for it. They just want you to take their children that they cannot protect. They cannot feed. You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, what is going on in Iraq. You have no idea how to go from a country that was very stable, very secure. The rule of law was the only rule in the country. Imagine a society of about 30 million people to go overnight from very stable, very well run, excellent security and police force to chaos. About a million Iraqis. No. About 100,000 Iraqis dead. A lot of them are men. Those men had families. They had wives. They had children. In Iraq, on an average, 100 people die every day. We are, the United States, is the cause of that. We are the cause of misery for the Iraqis. Imagine the social structure that existed at one time in Iraq. Imagine the crimes when the Iraqi security apparatus cannot take care and they are busy trying to handle the security that is deteriorating in the country day by day. Unemployment extremely high. So people are selling their children for free. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we will continue discussing the Al-Qaeda and Iraq. I have some good information on those videotapes that you have seen with Osama bin Laden since the start of the war. We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, and we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, from the beginning, I really did not believe that Osama bin Laden was this superhero that could plan and finance a sophisticated operation such as 911. And you remember Tora Bora when we went there and destroyed the heck out of these caves, and supposedly bin Laden was running his organization out of those Tora Bora caves. And I really had doubt, and I even told my viewers, my TV viewers, and by the way, if anyone is interested on watching our television program, we come on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Central on Tuesday and 6:30 p.m. Central on Thursday. You can catch us anywhere in the world on broadband at www.currentissues.tv, as in television. Not .com, because everybody thinks .com, and it's not currentissuestv.com, it's currentissues.tv. You can watch us live, and you can also go in there 24 hours a day and watch the interviews and the programs that we have on the website, previous programs. Well, from the beginning, I noticed that every time George Bush needed help, when he was in trouble, a Al-Qaeda videotape will surface with Al Jazeera. It's either Osama bin Laden or his second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. And we've seen those tapes. Most of you have seen those tapes on TV. They start with Al Jazeera, and then it moves up from everywhere to everywhere, to CNN, Fox, CNBC, everybody. And, of course, our intelligence services, they always said that these tapes were authentic and they are original, that the threat's still out there, Osama bin Laden's still out there, he means us harm, he wants to kill our people, and they keep you at edge, fearing for your life from this fictitious organization called Al-Qaeda. Well, an expert named Neil Krautz, K-R-A-W-E-T-Z, he is a researcher and computer security consultant. He researched these tapes, and he found out something very interesting. Using a program that he wrote himself, and he can provide that program for anyone who would like to see it. His program, what it does, see, everything is on digital media now, you know, from computers to digital cameras to digital webcams. And this particular program will actually go back to the original digitization of the videotape and find out what camera was used and what computer and what software version was used on the computer to actually come up with the finished product. And he did that. And on Al Jazeera, the logo that Al Jazeera uses, normally it's called As-Sahab, which is an Arabic word. And what he found out, that this logo is actually and another logo for another company. So, Al Jazeera, just stay with me because this is extremely important. When these tapes were sent to Al Jazeera, you have the logo of the supposedly Al-Qaeda organization that did the film and the digitization. But he found something else. He found another logo on there that belongs to a company called Intel Center. And Intel Center is an organization in the United States that is very closely connected with the United States military. Now, that's not the important in this, because what's more important than having these two logos on the final product is both logos went on at the same time. Both logos went on at the same time, which means that these films were doctored right here in the United States by a company called Intel Center that is very much connected with the United States intelligence services and United States military. Intel Center is run by a guy named Ben Venzke, V-E-N-Z-K-E, who is the former director of intelligence at another company called iDefense, which is a VeriSign company. iDefense is a web security company that monitors intelligence from the Middle East conflict and focuses on cyber threats, among other things. And within this organization, it's heavily populated with long-serving ex-military intelligence services. So you can see, now the point I'm making here is the logo, that Al-Sahab logo, which is the logo for supposedly Al-Qaeda organization that is producing these films. At the same time, when that logo was put on there, another logo was put on there, the Intel Center, at the same time. And then they come out and say, oh, yeah, these Al-Qaeda clips were authentic. We checked them out, and we found out that they are authentic. Well, let's go to the phones with Don from Ohio. Go ahead, Don.
How you doing, Sean?
Welcome to the program.
First, I'd like to ask you, what ever happened to the Democrats actually going after Cheney on his energy policy meetings that he had as soon as he got into office? I mean, you know, they all disappeared. Do you think they're getting paid off, or do you think they're being threatened, or what?
Well, they're not being paid off, and they're not being threatened. They understand the game, and they understand that the powers that be that are controlling both parties, that's what they want. I mean, look what Congressman Conyers did with Cindy Sheehan and Ray McGovern. He basically kicked them out of his office and had them arrested because they were pushing him on going after this impeachment thing, and he told him, he said, I don't have the vote, so I'm not going to do it. And they told him, look, maybe you don't have the votes now, but you will get the votes once, you know, get the process going, and then you will get the votes. But that's not the powers, you know. We can't assume that these congressmen and women are fully protected by their constituencies, because they are not. You know, the media can destroy these people, and these people have to think not with their constituencies, but with their what's good for them. You know, I want to be in office, and to hell with everybody else. That's what all of them are doing. You know, one thing very interesting, Don, that all of these people, except Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, the people who are running for, you know, candidates for the presidency, they all went to Israel before they even announced. You have congressmen and senators, they will go to Israel before they even think about announcing. You know, if they are given the green light from Israel, then they will come and start their political organization and their campaigns. We don't have democracy. We are in a big mess right now. Don, stay with me. We have a break coming up, and we'll catch the call after the break. Stay on. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. You see, you can say anything you want when you are running for an election. And after you win the election, then you will face the reality of Washington that it is not run the way the American people think it's run, that we send our representative there and he fights the fights for us. No, he fights the fights for special interest. And when it comes to foreign policy, that special interest happens to be AIPAC and the Israeli government, and add to that the United States military industrial complex. What do you think?
Too many thoughts to consider. I mean, I know things are definitely on the back burner for them. You know, as we're getting this country back into gear.
How are we gonna get this country back into gear when we find ourselves in a rotten political system that we think is democratic, and the only democratic thing in it is they give us two people, they select two people for us to select one of them, and they already know which one they want to have, and they will have the media go after it until the people elect that person. And if they see that they are going to lose, they will even fake the election, as we have seen happened with twice with George Bush, the first time in Florida and the second time in Ohio.
Do you happen to know? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you happen to know if there's any other country that is putting in their media, you know, that Ron Paul is the better guy?
A lot of countries overseas, and those analysis that I have seen, everybody is saying that Ron Paul is the guy. If the United States wants to ever get back on track, Ron Paul is the guy. But Ron Paul is also going to be faced with Washington, and Washington is rotten. Ron Paul can definitely help, but he's not going to be able to revolutionize the democratic, supposedly democratic political system that we have. We're counting too much on Ron Paul, but Ron Paul is not even going to make it to, he'd probably make it to the convention, but I doubt if Ron Paul will be, he's not going to be the guy. Unfortunately, he is not, unless we have somehow within the next couple of years, we get people out there in the streets on both sides of the fence to push for Ron Paul. And you know what? I have seen this right now where Democrats and Republicans and independents are pushing for Ron Paul. But Ron Paul is the wrong guy for the powers that be.
Do you think he should, excuse me, do you think he should pick a running mate early on, somebody that's a constitutional lawyer or something like that, and maybe get some added attention? They have to, if he picked a running mate quickly, somebody that was for the Constitution and they got some airtime that they can actually say what the hell is going on in this country.
Well, definitely the running mate is going to be extremely important for Ron Paul, and I can't really think of anyone who would be a good running mate for Ron. There's only one guy, and he's in the wrong party, that I would love to see in that position. I would love to see Ron as the president and Dennis as the vice president. That is Dennis Kucinich.
He's a UN, he thinks the UN is going to save the world, that's probably.
Well, I understand, but we really can't, there's no such a thing as 100% perfect candidate. You are going to have people with different deficiencies there, but you take the guy for what, I understand that. And remember, before, it used to be that you actually elected the vice president. It was not. They did not run on the same ticket.
Right.
And I think a couple of times, I don't remember which ones, but a couple of times, we did have like a Republican president or a Republican president and a Democratic vice president. And to me, I really think we should go back to that, but unfortunately, it's not the way it is. But hopefully Ron will be able to pick up someone who's good that will give him an advantage in his run. Appreciate the call, Don.
Excuse me?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
What would you think of somebody like Bill Moyer or something like that? Because he seems to be, a constitutionalist and stuff like that. He's got the media attention. He can, have his way.
Definitely, we need a guy similar to what Ron is. Don, we're running out of time. I thank you for the call, and good call. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in a couple of seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology.
In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we appreciate every one of you who is listening to this program out there, and we are asking for your support so we can stay on the air, especially on shortwave radio. As I mentioned earlier, we are raising funds for the program, and we appreciate every penny you can find. I understand things are tough and rough, but we are looking to raise about $500 a month for the program. So if anyone can help, we deeply appreciate that. Don from Ohio, he brought up some excellent points, and his question was, what happened to these Democrats when they promised that if they win the election, they're going to do 1, 2, 3. Well, the problem is, when you are running, you can say anything you want. Like Barack Obama, who thinks that he is going to be the next president of the United States, said that he will go and actually invade Pakistan. Yeah, sure, send our troops to the mountains of Tora Bora and see what happens. Russia, with its might, could not even do anything there. And we are very much strapped in Iraq and Afghanistan, we don't need another area to go and invade. And also this says a lot about the American mentality that, you know, Pakistan is a sovereign country, and I might add it's an ally with the United States on this so-called war on terror. I never seen a war that starts with something that is a mirage out there, an idea. You cannot fight an idea. These people are fighting us because they feel threatened by us when they see that we went and killed 100,000 of their brethren in Iraq and destroyed the country. They see this as an attack on Islam. So, Barack, my advice to you, you have the microphone now, and people are listening to you. I would start telling the American people something that they can learn from. Don't think you're going to be the next president of the United States because, number one, this country is not ready. You know, I'm not racist, but I'm a realist. They're not ready. And just wait until it comes close to election time when they start saying Osama Obama, because there's only one letter between your name and Osama. Just change the S to a B and you become Obama or Osama. And then they will bring up your history that you have at one time. You were at a Muslim school, even though you say you were not a Muslim, but your mother was married to a Muslim guy, and they put you in that school when you were little, etc., etc. But, hey, it's part of history, and believe me, the powers that be will definitely use that to the max. So you're not going to be the next president of the United States, so might as well expose. You are way up on top, and you have all these people listening to you. Expose. Show us what's going on up there. Of course, we know what's going on up there, but the rest of the country does not know, and we're not getting to the rest of the country, but you are. So tell people exactly how it works up there. And going back with Don's suggestion or inquiry that what happened to these Democrats when they got into the office, they reneged on their promises. Well, when you get up there, it's a different story. Democracy, ladies and gentlemen, is an invention to control people and control countries and control your thoughts. And I can guarantee you that those who dreamed up of democracy, the main thing they said, and you can check it out, they said administrators. You see, when it was monarchy, you were able to go and, we knew who the next king was going to be, and you could not buy him off because the guy is already rich, the guy already is the king, the guy does not need you to become the king. So we had to create this power that anyone can become in that power, and they said that administrators we will choose from among the people, and they don't need to really know anything about government. They don't need to know how to run government. Because we will have our own bred and trained advisors who will run the show from behind the scenes. And we have seen in the Bush administration that they had chosen a guy who does not know anything about how to run a government. He bankrupted every company that he owned or was given, and now he's bankrupt in this country. But that's what they want. They chose somebody who does not know much about government, and they have advisors around him. Think of Paul Wolfowitz. think of Richard Pearl, think of Douglas Feith, think of all these people, and we can name hundreds of them, and not just these people, in congressional offices. Go see who's on the staff. Go see who's on the staff in these congressional offices. Go see who's on the staff of these committees in Congress. Then you will know that it doesn't really matter who we elect. This is a rotten political system that we have right now, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not going to go away just by electing this and electing that, because they tell us who to elect. And they will run the show after that. They have their people who are already in positions to run the show. And we have seen this vividly in all the administrations. Go back and search the Clinton administration. Go back and search the George Bush, the father administration. Go back and search Ronald Reagan's administration. And you will see who these people are. Again, let me repeat the statement. Administrators we will choose from among the people who do not have to be versed or have experience in government, because we will have our own advisors and political scientists in place to tell the guy what to do. Let's go to Canada with Ramsey. Welcome to the show, Ramsey.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, I just want to make a comment. I just watched the rerun regarding the show you had on Thursday, and you had a man named Greg Felton.
Felton, yes.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm really glad that you brought him, because, and it was a very excellent show, because he talked about a very important book, The Host and the Parasite, because and sir, the book talks about all the people you just named 2 seconds ago, the neocons and the Jewish lobby, and because they're the root cause of the problem in supporting Israel occupying the West Bank and the war in Iraq and so on, and we need more people like that, you know, so they can tell us like expose the lobby's work,
you know,
and all these people.
You know, Ramsey, the problem is, and you know, Republic Broadcasting Network and the show that we do, the TV show, we are not getting to the millions, to the masses. We're not getting to them. They are. And this is always going to continue to be the problem unless people who are listening to us would want to come in and become our partners in doing their job to expand this network, to help this network become, because let's face it, the money is on the other side.
Yeah, I understand. But sir, like the situation now was a lot better than before, because before your show came in, I'm sure a lot of people know now what's happening in Palestine because of your show than before, because and more people are learning from excellent websites like yours and like Greg Felton's and all that. Yeah, like you're absolutely right. Like the money's on the other side. Like the other day, there was the Wall Street Journal got bought by this Jewish guy Murdoch. You know, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, that the money's on the other side. But
you know, the Wall Street Journal, it's not like it was on this side, because it was on the other side.
Yeah.
And now it's just with a different guy, but it was. The Wall Street Journal was part of that same formula, unfortunately. And unless there are enough people out there who will demand from their congressmen and women Okay. I don't know. I guess we were off the air for some reason. And Ramsey, you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what you heard and what you did not, because apparently we were off the air for a couple of seconds. But anyhow, I'll let you go on. I have no idea what you heard from what I said or not.
The last 5 seconds, I didn't hear anything.
Okay. What I was saying is, with this started with Reagan when he allowed people to own as many TV stations and as many radio stations as they can, and of course they ended up buying the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Ramsey.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, Ramsey raises an excellent point, and we need radio stations. We need programs such as this one to tell you the truth and tell you what's going on. But the problem is we don't have the money, and it's going to take a partnership between us and the listeners to actually get this to as many people as we can. Well, looks like we are popular on the other side of the. On the northern side of the states, from Canada. Let's go to Daniel in Canada again.
Hello. How you doing, eh?
Doing fine.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to make a point here. When you were referring to Obama, it seems like everybody tends to point out his association with Islam through his father. But what most people don't seem to know or
care about, his stepfather.
Yeah, his stepfather. But on his mother's side, he's a Jew. He could emigrate to Israel. They would have to accept him because with the Jews, it's a matriarchal matriarchal.
Right. Well, actually, it changed. Now it is. On your mother's side, it has to be Jewish, and you become Jewish. But a long time ago,
how come nobody mentions he's a Jew? How come they'll say, he's kind of Muslim, but not a Jew, and he is a Jew officially.
Okay. The only reason I really don't care what he is, and the only reason if you were listening to
if you don't care, why mention his association with his stepfather and not his mother, who's a Jewess?
If you let me finish, you will know in what context I mentioned that. I said Obama, if he thinks that he's going to be the next president of the United States, he is mistaken. And since he has the microphone now, where the whole world is listening to him, he should expose these people on the top. And I said, when he gets close to the election, if he is one of those people on the ticket, then the media will start bombarding us with his Muslim background. And
what about Jewish background? Is America ready for a Jewish president?
Well, okay. Now I don't know, and I did not see where his mother was Jewish.
Check it out.
I believe what you're saying. Okay, I have no reason to not believe what you're saying. I did not see. So I'm taking what you're telling me as to be the truth. But the thing is, everyone, every congressman, every president, somehow we go back and we say, oh, yeah, his grandmother was Jewish. His mother was Jewish. And the point I was making is Obama will not be the next president of the United States. He needs to use his position to expose these people on top. That's why
I agree.
Mention that. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, great show. I really enjoy listening, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate the call. All right. Looks like our Canadian friends up there are enjoying the program. Don't know. Maybe our American listeners don't want to call and be heard because they probably think, they were on Hisham Talawi's program. Then they will be getting a visit by the FBI or something. Anyhow, it's funny. And we have the final segment coming up, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a few minutes left, but very quickly, I want to just go back a little bit, and then we'll go to the callers on the Intel Center and Al Qaeda tapes. If you remember that, whenever George Bush needed one of these tapes, whenever he was in trouble or he wasn't doing good in the polls or whatever, you always will see one of those tapes coming out. And if you remember in the 2004 election, just days before the election, Osama bin Laden surfaced on one of these tapes. And at that time, even Walter Cronkite said that this has to be a Karl Rove orchestrated setup. So, you know, the main issue here is with the Intel Center and a Sahab logo being on this particular clip, on these clips at the same time, it shows that Intel Center is the one that is either being employed by Al-Qaeda, which I doubt it, but they are definitely putting out these tapes, and this is a center that is connected with the United States military. Let's go back to Canada with Ramsey. Go ahead, Ramsey.
Yes, sir. So, I just want to make two comments. Yes, sir. It's true that those tapes were made up, and it's been proven that actually the people who show like Bin Laden, like this is all fake, completely fake, made up, so they can so like they could convince the American people like, oh look, there's Bin Laden, he's the bad guy. We should go after Afghanistan. And sir, another comment I'd like to So when's your documentary going to be finished on the wall?
You know, I am working on it as we speak. It is slow because, you know, after all, I have to make a living. And plus with the TV show, and we are now 2 days a week, and then the radio show, you can imagine how much time I have. But as soon as it comes out, I will definitely. And listen, I don't know if you're on my email list or not, but please send me an email. I would like to add you.
Oh, yeah, sure. And so one last comment. So would you please make a documentary, if you can, about the Jewish lobby, you know, like the stuff that Greg Felton wrote and the Walter Mosharman wrote?
I'm actually working on it. I had 6 months worth of material on my computer that was stolen. That was stolen from me about 2 weeks ago. That's why on the TV show you don't see the computer anymore, because it was stolen. So now, I did have it on another disk, but I have to go back and kind of regroup again. I am actually working on a book about the Jewish lobby in the United States. Ramsey, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we only have probably a couple of seconds left in the program. We will definitely see everybody here next Saturday. And great calls from the callers. It kind of make my life go much easier when I get calls, and so you don't have to listen to me talk all the time. I know some of you get tired of listening to me babbling on, but, you know, somebody has to do it, and unfortunately, it's me. So, stay and support radio stations like the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we will see you next Saturday. Now, go do the right thing. Goodbye.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there.